This is for a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Zeenat and today's topic is hope for forgiveness and the acceptance of du'as. We should always hope that when we ask for repentance, Allah will forgive us because Allah is merciful. Allah is gracious, and we should make a lot of du'as in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hope that He will accept our du'as. Because one of the greatest sins is that if we do not believe in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we think that if you're asking for du'as, Allah will not accept our du'as, and we stop making du'as. Allah doesn't like that. And that is one of the greatest sins. So we have to hope for forgiveness and also acceptance of the du'as. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has announced from the pulpit that by Allah, who has no partner, He does not deprive any of the people from the blessing of this world and the hereafter. But he should not harbor doubts about Him. He should have hope in Him and possess good morals. He should refrain from backbiting about the believers. I swear by Allah, who is the one and without partner, He does not punish a believer after he had repented and asked for forgiveness. Let's concentrate on this point. For the Holy Prophet has said that if we ask for forgiveness and repentance, Allah does not punish us, except those who are skeptical about Allah and lack in hope, have evil behavior and indulge in backbiting about the believers. That means if you are just like asking for forgiveness, again, we start doing the same thing again and again. Allah doesn't like that kind of a behavior because it's like you're trying to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not proper. Allah says, you know, have hope in me. Someone who do not have hope in me after asking for forgiveness or after asking for dua, Allah doesn't like that kind of a behavior. And this is actually one of the greatest sins. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, I swear by Allah, except whom no one is fit to be worshipped. When someone expresses reliance and trust in Allah, Allah, who is extremely graceful, will not deem it fit to order anything contrary to the faith that the believers has reposed in Him. Then you must have good thoughts regarding Allah and must always depend upon Him. Very simple. How many times do we make a dua? For her health, wealth, children, and for anything else that's going in her life. You know, if we have a doubt after making dua, Allah is not going to accept a dua. Will he? So many duas of mine has not been accepted. Why should I make dua? You know, this is hopeless condition. Allah doesn't like that. And Allah says, you know, even though if I'm not accepting a dua for you, this is something for your own good. I'm delaying your duas. You know, but have hope in Him. That's the best thing, you know, about Him. Having good thoughts about Allah means that one should have the conviction that if he repents for a sin, Allah would forgive him. If he invocates his prayers, would be answered. If he does a good action, it is certain that Allah would accept it and reward him for the same. To hope in salvation is beneficial and it is obligatory. However, to hope for the reward without performing good action is ignorance and conceit. You know, so it says that very simple, always have the best hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in Him. Make lots of dua. We all are sinners. We do sin all the time. So ask for forgiveness. You know, do not hesitate by thinking, I do a lot of sins and I keep repeating these sins. Why should I ask for forgiveness? No, Allah says, keep ask for forgiveness because if you have the guilt in your heart, Allah will help you to stop doing that sin.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought back to ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Hopelessness in the affairs of this world and the hereafter denotes hopelessness with regards to the worldly blessing. The Holy Quran says concerning this, in Surah Shura, it says that, and he it is who sends down rain after they have despaired, and he unfolds his mercy, and he is the guardian, the praised one. You know, have you ever experienced these things? You know, recently went on in Australia, how people went in front of the forest and started praying Salat for the rain, and how people anywhere where there is no rain start offering prayers in the hope that, yes, the situation is worse. There's a lot of drought going on, but we believe, we hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So pray. Pray until you can. And they start praying and praying, and you see a miracle happening that it starts raining. You know, the rain showers going down, and the fire of the forest stops, and how the situation becomes from bad to very good. This is called as hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are facing the worst situation. Allah says, pray. Ask me, I will give it to you. If you just keep thinking, no, my situation will never change. I will always be sick. I will never come out of poverty. I will always have issues with my husband or my wife or my kid. A situation is never going to change, because Allah says, this is when I want you to believe in me, because dua is something that will change your destiny. Especially when we make the dua on Laylatul Qadr, the night of which comes during the month of Ramadan, the three nights. You know, we hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said we are going to pray the entire night to give us a better life. Allah says, keep praying, because I'm going to make the destiny for coming 1 year for you. You know, whether it's your death, poverty, wealth, health, I'm going to decide everything in that year. But within that year, even if we are facing some kind of difficulties, which is nothing more than a test, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hope for the best. Have hope in me. Keep praying. I will fulfill your wishes. So Allah says, keep praying. So, you know, we have been discussing about yas. Yas is actually an Arabic word right now, which denotes the connection between the creature and the Allah still remains, even though separation by the curtains of sin. But behind the curtain, the life of the original nature endures. He still believes in some connections with Allah. In such a case, the dividing curtain should be removed. That means we all know that we all are sinners. We have done a lot of sins, and many things we have done are sins. We know we keep working on that sins. Now, even after that kind of a situation, we face that we should be praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in hope that Allah make me a better person. I know I'm a sinner. I've been sinning this long time. It is definitely in my heart that I don't want to do this kind of a sin. But still, I keep doing it. Allah says, hope in me. Keep praying. I will help you. You know, in the tradition from Imam Reza alayhi salam, where he had listed the greatest sin, is despondence is mentioned after despair. That is, yes. You know, he speaks about khunut, which is despondence, is described as a condition where one's heart loses hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is actually the biggest, greatest gunai kabira, which we say, you know. So that a person does not even dislikes the hopelessness. According to religious scholars, they have been explaining between these two differences that yas is used in general cases and khunut in special cases. It means that yas describes the internal condition of one's heart. When this internal hopelessness intensifies to a degree whereby effects becomes manifest outwardly and seem obvious to the common people, it is called as khunut. So it is said that believe in Allah. If you stop believing in Allah, what happens is that you will start committing sins very openly. You says, Allah is not going to forgive me. I'm a sinner. I'm not going to make any du'as. So Allah says, very simple, you know, hadith says, always believe in Allah. Keep hope in Allah. Even if you're a sinner, make a du'a, ask for repentance and try to become a better person. Do not take things for granted, or else you will do sins and sins and sin and get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest sin in Islam. So thank you so much for tuning with us. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. Your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. Your love is all I need. Your love is all I need.